节目开始之前呢，先说一个小福利。每周三我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书、英文原版杂志和早安周边。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与我们的抽奖福利啦。
嗯，这些奖品都是我们的老师为大家精心挑选的，是非常适合学习英语的材料，而且你花钱也很难买到。坚持读完一本原版书、杂志或用好我们的周边，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。
Summer,、mm-hmm. 最近 TVB 有部新剧，哎，看了没有、mm-hmm. 叫做非常日志 The Airport Diary, a 10-episode drama about pilots and flight attendants.
I think I've heard of it, but haven't seen it. It has some good reviews.
我知道这个口碑还挺好的啊、mm-hmm. 而且呢主角配角也因为这部剧呢人气又急升，比如有这个苏可欣啊，是一位前落选的港姐，但是进入娱乐圈之前就是一名空姐，所以演起来呢就驾轻就熟的。
对， TVB 这种职场剧都还挺好看的啊、mm-hmm. 就很真实，剧情呢也不狗血。If there was a test about the workplace drama, TVB would pass with flying colors.
Wait, pass with flying colors. 我猜这是个习语啊、
right.
What's the meaning here?
字面意思呢是在飞的颜色，那这里不是说什么打架挂彩啊，而是说以非常优异的成绩通过、嗯、比如说一个考试。 The expression with flying colors is often used to describe a situation where you have passed the test.
OK, 所以就是通过这个考试太开心了啊，开心的要飞起来了、
right.
所以前面这个表达意思就是说呢，假设这种职场剧有考试，那么 TVB 肯定是高分通过啊。They can pass a test with flying colors.
Exactly. 比如说我妹啊要考驾照了、mm-hmm. I hope she can pass it with flying colors.
OK, 那在口语中啊确实还有好几个呢和这个 fly 相关的表达都很实用，像我们刚刚讲到非常日期嘛，所以呢要不我们今天就再来聊一聊 some useful idioms about the word fly.
Sure, a very useful topic. Let's get to it.
Okay, 那讲到这个 fly, so the first idiom comes to my mind is when pigs fly.
这个确实啊，这个表达很好记，而且呢、嗯、非常常见。When pigs fly, 当猪啊飞起来的时候，但是猪可不会飞啊。So this idiom is a funny way to say you're very much doubt that something will happen. You think it is almost impossible for it to happen.
是的，就类似于我们中文中的，如果你会做什么事情，母猪都会上树了啊。
right.
所以就是表示不相信嘛。比如说我们小区真的附近有一块地，说了几年了要建个公园，但是我觉得大概率是不会建了啊。They will build a park around here when pigs fly.
Yeah, or when your friend goes, my favorite team is definitely gonna win the championship this year, and you can be like, yeah, and pigs might fly. That team is the worst in the league.
Yeah, 或者像今天天气这么好啊，走，我们去庆祝庆祝。Come on, let's go have dinner together, my treat.
It's on you.And pigs might fly.
okay, so your turn. What phrase can you think of?
那这个也很常见啊，叫做 fly by.、
嗯、
It's often used to describe a situation where something will pass by quickly.
对对对，我们总是感慨啊，这个时光飞逝，就是用到这个词嘛， time flies by. 所以这个 fly by 就是表示一件事呢过得飞快。
比如说假期，对吧，总是过得非常快。嗯、The vacation is going to fly by.
Yeah, when you think about it, we have already had1/6 of this year. It seems we have only started it.
对啊，就今年就过去六分之一啦，真
的
飞快啊。This year is going to fly by.
Okay, 那我们再来一个啊，大家可能没那么熟悉的习语，但是呢也很好用。Fly by the seat of your pants.Do you know its meaning?
Fly by the seat of your pants.、
Mm-hmm.
每个词都很简单啊，飞过你裤子的座位。但是放在一起啊、it doesn't make any sense.
Alright, so the expression by the seat of your pants is often used to describe a situation where someone is spontaneous. 重点词就是 spontaneous. 这个词就是表示很随性的，自然而然的。所以这个词组呢，也是一样的意思啦。
Got it. So we can say he's a real fly by the seat of your pants.Kind of guy.
对对对，这句话就表示他这个人呢非常的随性啊。Or she has no plan. She's flying by the seat of her pants. 她没有计划，完全靠自由发挥。
对，我有时候出去玩就是啊，完全自由发挥了。
Mm.
I have no plan for the trip. I'm just flying by the seat of my pants.
Okay. 那讲到这个自由发挥啊，我们也 fly by the seat of our pants. 给大家呢推荐一个英语学习方法，就是平常啊，大家可以多看一看权威外媒的文章，比如说《纽约时报》、《科学美国人》、《大西洋月刊》等等，都是非常好的阅读 素材。
对，自己通过外刊文章呢了解世界资讯，提高英语水平啊。但是想要更细致的学习其中的英文表达，相信还是要有专业老师的带领啊。那每周一到每周五早上七点呢，我都会直播带大家一起阅读外刊，已经有超过20,000同学加入我们的学习了，就等你的加入啦。
是的，这些课程还都是免费的，大家微信搜索早安英文公众号就可以预约直播啦。OK, 我们继续来 fly 啊。然后我还想起一个，就是说两个人吵架的时候呢，火花四溅，也经常会用到这个表达 sparks fly、
right.
哎，这个 spark 就是火花的意思嘛。 So if sparks fly between two people, it means they're having an angry and intense argument.
Yeah, sparks fly every time she has to interact with her ex. 一和前任说话这就要吵架、OK, 那最后呢我们再来看一个表达啊，虽然没有 fly 这个词，但是呢也和飞这个语境有关、So the phrase is to hit the ground running.
Hit the ground running.从地上跑起来。 So what does that mean?
So the expression hit the ground running means to start doing something immediately and with a lot of energy. 就像是飞机从跑道上起飞一样，就可以表示向前冲，开始做某事儿。For example, after being laid off from her job, she hit the ground running and started her own business.
就开始自己创业做这件事啊。Hit the ground running.Or like I remember back in college, I hit the ground running when I got to college and got involved in a lot of different activities.
或者才搬去一个新的城市，我们也可以用这个词啊。My friend hit the ground running when she moved to a new city and made a lot of new friends.
是的。那我们今天讲了这么多表达都和这个 fly 相关，所以你们看还是很实用的啊，平常呢都可以用起来。
Right.
最后再提醒大家一下，节目的所有内容我们都给大家整理好了文字版的笔记，欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。